I have got Adrian Clown from the Eastern Shore Arts Center with us here this morning, and it's a beautiful morning, and it's great to have a beautiful lady in here with us as well.
Yay.
So,
yay. Oh, thank you, Mark.
So come in tonight and go see beautiful art at the Arts Center. What's going on tonight?
Yes, so we've got tons of exhibits going on, tons of things that we can come and check out tonight. It's 6 to 8. We have refreshments, and we actually have refreshments from Malia Mulliken tonight. She just opened up her new place, Little Coastal Kitchen, in the old Ray's location.
Okay.
So she's going to be providing the food. And then we have a great selection of wine from Red or White. And our sponsor tonight is Century Bank. So they make it possible for us to provide refreshments tonight.
Oh, okay.
So thank you to Century Bank.
Okay. Well, my grandmother always taught me the key to a good party is good food and plenty of alcohol.
Exactly.
So it sounds like y'all are going to have a good party.
Exactly. You got to start off with the good stuff, right? So we have new exhibits tonight. Our first one in the big gallery is Ben Kaiser and Vanessa Quintana.
Okay.
And together, their exhibit is called Entomology, and it's all about bugs.
All about bugs. Okay.
So they have about 45 pieces in the exhibit, and it's anything from dragonflies to spiders to moths and butterflies, and it's paintings and watercolor drawings, ink and pen drawings, and a lot of them are very realistic as well, so it's really interesting to check.
Okay, so it's
out.
Not actual bugs; it's depictions of bugs.
It's depictions of bugs, no actual ones.
No, well, that's good because some people really get freaked out. When
exactly,
it's a bug. Ah, you know, most guys are like, I just squash it.
Yeah. I know. But if you love bugs, come and check that out. It's up for one more month, and that's Ben Kaiser, Vanessa Quintana. And then in our second gallery, we have the Eastern Shore Camera Club, which is our local camera group.
Okay.
And this is actually an annual show that we do with them, and I think it's their 11th annual photography exhibit, so definitely check that out. I think there's about 30 pieces in there, and they also do a jurying process where they have a judge come in and award a certain amount of the members as well, so you can see who won best of show and first place in each category.
Okay.
So,
okay,
yeah.
That's neat.
And then downstairs in our courtyard gallery, we have an exhibit called Art Squared, which is our second annual that we're doing. It's an online art auction, and so you can come and bid on it tonight, and it's the last chance that you can bid on a piece in this Art Squared online auction. And Art Squared meaning all the pieces are 12 by 12 inches, so they're all squared pieces.
Oh, okay.
So that bidding closes at 7:30 tonight, so get those bids in today.
Okay, so that auction will end today
during Art Walk,
and that during Art Walk. Okay, because that's the thing. People will put up a bid, and then in the last, I found that
5 seconds.
Yeah, the last 5 seconds, the bidding will go up by three times
exactly.
As much. So if you've got a bid on something, you better go check it and make sure that you've got the high bid on it. So.
Exactly, and it is online too. So if We like doing the exhibit too, so you can actually see it physically. If you're wondering if you saw it online and you're like, I don't know if the colors match or whatever with website, so you can come in and actually see it in person. But you can bid on it from home. So if you've already seen it and you can't make it out to Art Walk, you can also bid online from home.
Okay. Now, is this a fundraiser, or does
it
the money go to the artist?
It is. It's a fundraiser for the Art Center, so it'll go to future exhibit programming with the Art Center. So there is a nice second part to it where the artist donates the piece. They painted it for free for the Art Center, and then the Art Center gets the proceeds.
Okay, so
very nice.
So you're not just buying a product, you're actually donating to
Correct.
The Art Center. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I've always said, you know what, if you're looking for a bargain, go to the store.
Yeah, exactly.
Here
go
you're making a donation and
exactly.
helping a good cause, and not just buying art. So,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are our three exhibits, and then we also have an estate sale going on through tomorrow too, which is one in our small. Yeah, exactly.
Estate sales. Yard sales. Estate sales. Oh.
for all of your swap shop people.
Yeah, we love estate sales.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's going through tomorrow. And actually, if you haven't seen it, come out tonight and see it. It's the estate of Fred Marchman. He passed away about 5 or 6 years ago. And it's all of his prolific amount of artwork that he has created over his lifetime. So it's paintings, ceramics, sculpture. Prices range right now from $10 to $200. And then tomorrow, it'll all go 50% off. So we are open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. And then you can see it at Art Walk tonight, of course. And then tomorrow, we'll be open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. as well. So definitely come and see that.
Okay, and that's at the Art Center itself?
Yes, and okay. we actually, like, when you come into the Art Center, it's to the left. We usually house our permanent collection in this gallery. We moved all of our permanent collection pieces out and put all of Fred Marchman's work in there, so it's just full of art, Fred Marchman artwork. And I've been posting a couple of pictures here and there on our Facebook page, so if you want to check out what actually, like, kind of work he does, you can go to our Facebook page and check it out. He does a lot of, like, kind of pop culture inspired pieces, so very bright colors, very animated kind of scenes and stuff like that. So but yeah, tonight, check it out for our Art Walk, and then 50% off tomorrow. I hung the work, so I got to kind of pick out my favorites before we put it out there. And I've got kind of a running tally. Every time I go in there, I'm like, oh, I didn't see that piece before, I don't remember that. So I'm like, oh, I've got to wait till tomorrow. A running tally of artwork. That's hard working in an art center when you really like art.
Sure. It'd be like me working in a donut store.
Exactly. Yeah. That'd be really hard. Ice cream, it would be me. Okay. Oh, man. But yeah, that should be everything. I think I've mentioned all of our exhibits going on. So refreshments, wine, come on out. Hope not this weather will be fantastic.
Oh, it should be a great evening. Humidity's moving out. Should be a nice, dry, kind of feeling like fall afternoon.
Yeah.
So. Excited for that.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Question for you though, about the art sale.
Okay.
Do you get in situations when you're hanging stuff up and you're like, oh, this piece will never sell, I need to put it in the back where it will be nice and safe?
Never. Never happens.
Never do that.
I'm like winking at Mark as I'm like, saying.
Wink, wink, wink.
I may have, you know. But I'm still paying the amount that someone else would be paying.
Someone else would be paying, but
the art center's still making the same amount of money, right?
All right. And that's what matters. It's
exactly.
It's for a good cause.
It's a benefit for working there, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you do get some perks there. So
Exactly.
It's like the guys that work the shrimp boats, you know, they get all the big shrimp. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get the rest to us. It's just.
I mean, that's just the benefit of the job.
Just the part of the deal. It's like when I'm playing music here, I get to listen to the good songs, and I have to play them for you.
Twist my arm. Yeah. I get to play what I want to hear.
Yeah, there you go. Every job's got its perks.
Exactly.
So that's good.
Exactly.
Okay.
Are y'all doing anything tonight at the radio station or
no,
skipping this month maybe?
Lori, she had a family member that had surgery this week, and she's going to be taking care of them.
Okay.
The street, they're working on the street in front of us, and they've got it blocked off. It's going to be difficult to get in here.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, and I'm going to be up in Citronelle. I do play-by-play for Gulf Shores football.
Oh, she told me that before.
And they
got your Alabama shirt on.
Yeah, that's on Fridays. I always wear my colors on Fridays.
Yeah,
so I'll be up in Citronelle this evening. I won't be here, and with everything else that's going on, we just said, well, we're just not gonna do it tonight. So
yeah, that makes sense. You can take a break every now and then.
Yeah, it's a lot of work for. It's a lot of work for two people to have the place open and have everybody in here, and it's even worse for one person, and it's darn near impossible for no people. So
you just leave the doors open, and then people can just wander in
know,
and out.
There's a couple of
someone may lock up afterwards.
Yeah. You know, turn out the lights when you leave. So,
open house. Yeah.
So, that's what we got.
Okay, well, you're allowed to take a break every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I give you permission.
Okay, well, thank you. If anybody gives me a hard time, Adrian said it's okay.
Okay, well, I hope that you pick it back up next month.
I think we will. We'll have a lot less going on, and I should be done with football by then.
Oh, true.
And although it's kind of sad, this is announcing football is something that I used to do when I was a little kid. My mom bought me, when I was 8 years old, my mom bought me a tape recorder. And me and my buddy Craig Britnell, we used to pretend that we were announcers for the Alabama football game, and they would always, you know, have win the game by like 170 to negative 13, you know, against whoever they were playing. You know, I mean, we just did that
because
we were 8 year old kids, and that's what 8 year old kids do. And
Now
as an adult, I get to do that for real. So it's kind of like
your dream job.
It really is. I would do it even if they didn't pay me.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not telling my bosses that. But
delete this interview.
But it's one of the kinds of things that. We all dreamed of doing something when we were kids.
Yeah.
And I am blessed to be able to do this. So,
yeah.
So that's
great to hear.
So now, what was your dream?
Artist.
To be an artist.
Oh yeah.
Okay, you wanted to be an artist. And now, not only do you get to be an artist, but you get to facilitate.
Exactly.
Artists.
I get to help other ones.
You get to be an artist.
Exactly.
So, okay.
Yeah, I love working there. I think I've been there for about 8 years now. It's hard to believe.
Have you been
time goes
long?
By wow. fast, you know, when you're having a good time.
Okay.
Yep. Gosh. Yeah, I do love it. We change out exhibits all the time, so I get to meet, you know, all these different artists, you know, from all over. Getting to do the festival every year, get to meet artists from all over the country, see art that I never would have seen before. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice.
Yeah, I love the arts and crafts festivals that we do. So many interesting and different ideas. I mean, even if it's like, I'd never have that in my house.
It's still cool to see.
So
exactly, just like you probably wouldn't have a bug painting in your office or your home, but it's good to see it, like in the gallery, you never know.
Yeah.
You might change your mind, who knows?
And you might change your mind. I had a friend of mine years ago that did chairs as people.
Oh, okay.
And so they had an easy chair that was done like a man.
Okay. All right. So kind of
it was kind of bizarre.
Sitting in his lap, so to speak.
Well, you would be sitting in his lap, and some of them were male, some of them were female, and there was one of them that said, "I am never sitting in that chair."
Interesting.
they did. It was a really different concept.
Yeah.
Just a really different, bizarre concept.
Yeah.
And,
I love that funky kind of stuff were like, what was he thinking of when you made this? I love that.
And as far as going into my house, I'm like, oh, this is nice. It's pastels. It's pretty. Okay.
Sailboat.
It's a sailboat. Yeah, there we go. I need a sailboat picture. Or
pelican.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of artwork in the house.
Yeah.
Because my brain doesn't work that way.
Yeah, well, I mean.
But I do, but I have, I've got a Thomas Kincaid picture. I've got.
Painter of Light.
A couple of Paige Summers pictures.
That sounds familiar.
Local artist who did portraits.
I have seen her work before,
yeah. Yeah, you have, yeah. And you're not anybody until you have a Paige Summers.
Oh, yes, I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Until Paige does your portrait, so.
She does some beautiful work.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my house is like, it's salon style, basically, where a piece is stacked upon in one piece. So there may be like three pieces on the wall stacked on top of each other.
Wow. Okay. Now I'll bet your house looks really cool.
it's a little kooky.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. And you have a bug picture? Or are you like, no, I don't have a bug?
I am thinking about it. I've had my eye on one piece, so it may be added to my collection pretty soon.
Okay.
Yes. And my husband just has to deal with it. I'm sorry.
Just got to deal with it, yeah. Well, it's like if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody
happy.
So happy wife, happy life. Although I do find the theory of slightly irritated life, hilarious life, is actually pretty good too.
So. That's a little bit of both.
Okay. So once again, come into the Eastern Shore Arts Center tonight. You have got the Art Square auction that is ending tonight.
Yes, so at 7:30.
You've got the entomology section, the bug section, which you know, there's a difference between insects and spiders, but they're both bugs. Okay.
Exactly.
And what are the other ones?
So there's moths, dragonflies, butterflies, just a little bit of everything.
And you've got Ben Kaiser?
Ben Kaiser from Mobile, and Vanessa Quintana. She is also from Mobile.
Vanessa Quintana. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they both just had a show, too, at Mobile Arts Council probably about 2 or 3 months ago. So we're excited to bring it across the bay so people can see it.
And what are theirs?
It's painting, so it's anything from oil painting to watercolor to pen and inks as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And then you've also got the Fred Marchmont estate sale going
on. Correct. Well. And we have the Eastern Shore Camera Club as well, too.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Yeah. So all photography.
Okay. And what time do doors open?
6 o'clock.
Doors open at 6 and go till 8. Mm-hmm. And it's more or less the kickoff of First Friday Art Walk. So come in and join. You've got great food and refreshments from...
Ooh, yeah. Little Coastal Kitchen is who's doing our food. Malia Mulliken.
Okay.
And then the wine is provided by Rudder White this month.
Okay. So that'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, go look at some art and have some wine and some wonderful food, darling. And just have a great smashing time tonight. at the Art Center.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, thank you, Miss Adrian. Glad to have you. 1480 WABF. Here's Lindsay Buckingham with Holiday Road on 1480 WABF.